Laudato Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Thursday, December 26th, Pope Francis opens the holy door of Rome's Rebibbia prison. He delivers his Angelus address for St. Stephen's Day, reminding that God always forgives, and the Holy Father appeals against colonizing people with arms. In the Vatican, I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov. This year, for the first time ever in the tradition of Jubilees, Pope Francis opened a holy door at a prison in Rome for the Jubilee of Hope. Kelsey Gussie reports.
Arriving at the Rebibbia New Complex prison in Rome, the Pope spoke about the importance of opening the holy door there. "I wanted the second holy door I open to be here at a prison," Pope Francis explained, "so that everyone has the opportunity to fling open the doors to their hearts and understand that hope never disappoints."
"Ma ho voluto che la seconda porta santa fosse qui, in un carcere. Ho voluto che ognuno di noi, tutti che siamo qui, dentro e fuori, avessimo la possibilità anche di spalancare le porte del cuore."
After walking through the holy door himself, the Pope presided over Mass in the church. In his homily, he reflected on the historic reason for his visit, describing it as a beautiful gesture of opening. But more than simply opening doors, the Pope encouraged the prisoners to open their hearts, as brotherhood, he said, stems from open hearts. The Pope warned against closed, hard hearts and explained that the Jubilee gives us the grace to fling open our hearts to hope, even in the most difficult and challenging times. Pope Francis likened hope to an anchor on the shore, tied securely with rope. "Sometimes the rope is hard," he continued, "and it hurts our hands. Yet even in these moments, the anchor of hope keeps us moving forward. When the heart is closed, it becomes like stone. It forgets tenderness," the Pope cautioned, "and this is why it is necessary to keep the doors of our hearts open, even in challenging situations."
"Quando il cuore è chiuso, diventa duro, come una pietra. Si dimentica della tenerezza. Anche nelle situazioni più difficili, ognuno di noi ha la propria, più facile, più difficile, penso a voi, ma sempre il cuore aperto."
Pope Francis also explained that everyone knows if their heart is closed or half closed. Once again, the Pope asked for prayers, telling the group that he truly prays for them and that it is not just a figure of speech. At the end of the Mass, some of the prisoners and guards presented the Pope with gifts, including a miniature reproduction of the Holy Door and a basket containing oil, cookies, and ceramics. The Pope, in turn, gave the prison a parchment commemorating the event. I'm Kelsey Gussie.
"Rinnovo a tutti voi gli auguri di Santo Natale."
To the faithful in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis said, "I renew my wishes to all of you for a holy Christmas."
"Buona festa. Buona festa a tutti."
"In these days, I have received many messages and signs of closeness," he noted, saying thank you, and that he sincerely wished to thank everyone, every person, family, parishes, and associations for their Christmas wishes. These remarks came in the Pope's Angelus address the day after Christmas, the Feast of St. Stephen, to the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square and following online from afar. On this 26th of December, the Feast of St. Stephen, the first Christian martyr, the Pope reflected on the intense week, offering warm wishes, and he made a series of appeals. He recalled that last night marked the beginning of Hanukkah and sent wishes for peace and fraternity to all Jewish brothers and sisters. He next greeted Roman pilgrims from Italy and various countries, adding, "I imagine that many of you have made a Jubilee journey leading to the holy door of St. Peter's Basilica." He noted it is a beautiful sign, suggesting that it expresses the meaning of our lives, going to meet Jesus who loves us and allows us to enter his kingdom of love, joy, and peace. At this point, the Pope recalled having opened just hours earlier a holy door at the Roman prison of Rebibbia, remembering that it happened subsequent to the opening of the holy door at St. Peter's. The Pope spoke of his time in the prison as being within a cathedral of pain and hope.
"La cattedrale del dolore e della speranza."
Recalling one of the actions that characterized the Jubilees as the remission of debts, The Pope said, I therefore encourage everyone to support the campaign by Caritas Internationalis titled Transform Debt into Hope to relieve countries oppressed by unsustainable debts and promote development. Decrying the issue of debt is generally linked to that of peace and the black market of arms, the Pope appealed. No more colonizing people with weapons.
Basta colonizzare i popoli con le armi.
Let us work for disarmament, he said, and against hunger, against diseases, and against child labor. He also called for working toward peace in the whole world, especially in war-torn Ukraine, Gaza, Israel, Myanmar, North Kivu, and many other countries at war. He concluded wishing all the faithful this second day of Christmas a beautiful feast day and lunch, reminding them to pray for him. Earlier, Pope Francis had reflected on St. Stephen, the first Christian martyr, noting that he's a witness to the Father, our Father, who wants good and only good for each of his children and always. Pope Francis stressed that our Father in heaven excludes no one. He never tires of seeking them out and welcoming them back, even when they've strayed, and that when they return to him in repentance, our Father never tires of forgiving. Pope Francis said, remember this. God always forgives and forgives everything.
Ricordate questo. Dio perdona sempre e Dio perdona tutto.
In a special way, the Holy Father invited faithful, thinking of Stephen's martyrdom and witness, to ask themselves today whether we take interest in and pray for those being persecuted for their faith today.
Perseguitati a causa della fede.
Pope Francis concluded imploring Mary, Queen of Martyrs, to help us be courageous witnesses of the gospel for the salvation of the world. As the Pope appealed for those suffering from war, Palestinian sources say at least 22 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes across the Gaza Strip on Christmas Day. Nathan Morley reports.
Israeli aircraft reportedly targeted tents housing displaced persons in the north of Gaza City. Civil defense crews recovered at least 7 bodies and 25 injured people from the school following the attacks. Local sources and eyewitnesses reported that the tents caught fire and some bodies were mutilated in the bombing. Meanwhile, the Israeli Defense Minister, Israel Katz, has stated that Israeli troops will remain stationed in Gaza to maintain security control. That sparked concerns that the latest round of ceasefire talks may face further stalemate. During a visit to the buffer zone, Mr. Katz said security control in Gaza would remain in the hands of the Israeli Defense Forces. He stated that Israeli forces would stay there in buffer areas and control positions. He described the measure as being necessary to ensure the safety of Israeli communities. His comments came shortly after the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office and Hamas accused each other of delays in reaching a Gaza ceasefire agreement, each claiming the other had introduced new demands. A key demand by Hamas has been an Israeli withdrawal from the enclave, which has been devastated by Israel's bombardments and airstrikes. Elsewhere, Israel and Hamas exchanged accusations on Christmas Day, each blaming the other for delays in a ceasefire deal. In a press statement, Hamas said the talks in Doha, which are mediated by Qatar and Egypt, were progressing seriously. However, it did accuse Israel of introducing new conditions related to the issues of withdrawal from Gaza, the ceasefire, the prisoners, and the return of displaced people. Meanwhile, according to reports in the British press, the UK Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, has assumed a prominent role in a new international initiative aimed at achieving a lasting peace between Israel and Palestine. Reports say he's drawn up on his experience in Northern Ireland to support the revival of a programme intended to establish a sustainable resolution in the Middle East. Sir Keir has instructed his Foreign Secretary to assemble an international summit in London early next year to launch the International Fund for Israeli-Palestinian Peace, or IPF, which is being endorsed by the Alliance for Middle East Peace. According to an update released by Gaza's health authorities on Wednesday, Christmas Day, 45,361 Palestinians have been killed and 107,803 injured since October 7th last year. In some late news on Thursday, an Israeli military commander was reportedly killed during combat in the Gaza Strip. Amit Levi, who's 35, was a squad commander. His death marked the 822nd Israeli soldier killed since the start of the conflict. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Now we listen to the Christmas message of the prefect of the Dicastery for Clergy, Cardinal Lazarus Yuhongsik.
To the shepherds living in the fields, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." What is this good news of great joy for all? But that the Savior has been born for us, who is Messiah and Lord. The ancient prophecy of Isaiah has been fulfilled. A child has been born for us, a son given to us, and he is named Prince of Peace. Let us welcome him and open our hearts to the Prince of Peace. Jesus, our brother, and the door of our salvation, has come to make his home with us, to give us his Father as our Father, and his Mother as our Mother, thus revealing the tender love of God. The good news of the birth of Christ, the light of the world, fills us with hope as we prepare to open the holy door for the Jubilee year that is upon us. Let us open the door of our heart to the peace that Christ child brings each one of us. As Jesus would later say to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." May this Christmas and the Jubilee year, as Pope Francis wrote in the Bull of Indictions, be for everyone a moment of genuine, personal encounter with the Lord Jesus, the door of our salvation, whom the Church is charged to proclaim always, everywhere, and to all as our hope.
That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. Please stay with us this Christmas season and throughout the Jubilee for our coverage in this period. Many thanks to Adriano Vitale in the studio in the Vatican. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.